This is an uninterrupted look into the Anaheim Ducks locker room. Hear the stories, chirps, season journey, and more from the current Ducks roster right here on the Players Lounge.
What's up, Duck fans? We're here on this season's first episode of the Players Lounge. I'm Emerson Edom, your host. With me, we got Ryan Strome, Alex Kalorn, and Radko Gudas. Now, Stromer, you've been here for a little bit now. I'm going to pass it off to the newcomers here. Alex and Radko, how has your first little stretch here in SoCal been? You know, what restaurants have you hit up here recently? And overall, what do you like about your time here in California?
Well, I think the transition has been smooth. My family is enjoying it. The crew settled nice, and they're going to school, so it's more time for myself. And it's great. The beach is close by. The guys on the team are awesome, so they made me feel welcome. And I feel like I've been here longer than I am. And slowly finding the new places to go or finding places. Like, I've been sent to Solanes, and I enjoyed it. So it was a nice place to hit. So that would be one of the first spots I would recommend as well for somebody.
Cool. Alex?
Yeah, so I'm in a little bit of a different situation than Radko. I don't have four kids, but just me and the fiance, we're settling great. The weather, you can't beat the weather here. It's like inside and outside temperature is exactly the same. So a nice change from the Florida summers that I was coming from. The oceans, like I was telling you before, 8-minute walk. Guys are great on the team, so everything's good. I really like the transition.
Can you explain the laugh when you looked at Ryan there?
The guys are good. I think we're all kind of, not me myself because I've had a broken finger, but I think everyone's kind of dealing with this training camp. It's been pretty intense, and everyone's looking forward to starting the season.
Cool. The stars in this room are so bright. I'm gonna have to put on the shades by Brewery X. Ryan. You know, you've been here for some time. There's a little bit of rumbling that people are worried about how much content creation you're doing. This is being your fourth time here on the Players Lounge. Like, you get a sense that people are on you a little bit for the content creation and you know, more so than your play?
No, they don't let me say no. I try not to. they keep dragging me back in here. But if I'm going to add anything to the introductions, Radko says he has four kids. It's four kids that feels like 40 kids when he comes over. So they pack quite the punch when the Gudas come over. So when the navigator rolls up and they start flying out of there, it's awesome. It's awesome to bring in guys that have like big families and stuff. It always adds an awesome dynamic. And I just had like a small glimpse of it. My daughter turned two and they came over, and it was like his oldest daughter, she's seven, right?
Yep,
she was like the team captain for the kids, like holding the kids down. They had kids flying everywhere. It was fantastic. So anytime you can add guys that are good guys and have good families and all that stuff, it definitely makes it easier too. So a good plug to the Gudas family there.
Navigator. What made you go with the Navigator as your, you know, as the mommy car?
In the minors, we had one time we couldn't practice on our arena, and we had a car show in Syracuse, and we had this huge Navigator in the middle of it, and I was sitting in there. I was like, this is going to be my car one time. And then I ended up having a second kid. We couldn't fit all in the car. And then my wife came over with a little different hair and with the, like, hey, we might, we're having another one. I'm like, oh boy, we need a third row. I was thinking about the yellow bus too, but that's for future.
Nice. You know, let's get into it. I think the fans out there want to just hear, you know, some locker room stuff. Like, I'm just going to toss it out. Like, is there any guys on the team, maybe a little funky smelling equipment? Like, is there anyone who has a little bit funkier smelling, you know, shoulder pads, or is everyone kind of clean and tight this year in that room?
I don't know, Stromer. You've been around longer than me. Seems like the equipment guys do a pretty good job for breezing everything down.
Everyone smells okay, but there's definitely some guys that can take the abuse a little more than others. So I think that's always the best part of the dressing room. You know, I mean, like, you've been a player, like, you know, the practices and everything are fun, but like when you can just, you know, shoot the breeze with the boys, that's the best part. So there's already been some chirping going on, and Killer's quite the golfer. We had him out for a few golf rounds now. So that's, you know, adds for a little bit of banter. We which is good. So I think whenever you have new teammates and a new group of guys, like anytime you get together off the ice, it kind of brings the, you know, the conversation together. And you know, killers in the fantasy football, I think, right, for the first time.
First time playing fantasy football. So and I feel really honored because I just found out that Jamie Drysdale has not been allowed to play. He's been trying to play. And I've never played fantasy football before ever. And Cam really wanted me to play. So
he's not allowed to play. Why?
I don't know. He hasn't earned it. He hasn't earned his invite, apparently. I don't know if there's like a certain number of guys in the league, but no, he didn't get a chance to play. So I feel pretty honored being my first year, my first time ever playing fantasy football. I thought it was also interesting too that the wives and the girls have a fantasy football league. So
that's cool.
I mean, I guess. I mean, all of us run their league, so it's not.
That's not true. You just exposed yourself.
I haven't done one thing. I drafted her team, but you know, I feel like there's a lot of guys that are lying about that they didn't, you know, draft their girls' teams. But
it just makes watching football easier when the wives have to watch it too. Get a little extra time.
She doesn't watch it still. So
fantasy. It must have been a decade now since I attempted to do my first fantasy team, but I literally couldn't. It's one time a week you got to set your roster. And yeah. I think you can even do it automatic, but I couldn't dial it in. I couldn't dial in setting my roster one time a week. It's crazy with baseball, you know, 100 whatever odd games, you know, setting your roster each and every time. But once a week, I couldn't dial it in, which is crazy. So I'm like, no, I'm done.
It's good, though. Like those are types of things I think are good for a team. Like, you know, like it just makes when you don't really know a guy and you're like, hey, I'll take a guy off your hands. Like you start making a trade with a guy and you get his number and you text with him and whatever. And it's just like small banter like that. So I think, you know, when you have new guys, I mean, these guys have been around, so it's a seamless transition. But, you know, that's good team stuff. And I think your team's actually like unreal, right?
I think I wasn't first until last week. So, yeah.
Who'd you pick first? Who'd you pick
My first pick? I don't even remember. I think it might have been Devontae Adams. No.
Did you have the last pick of the draft?
Yeah, it's second last. But I'm trying to think of who I picked. I think it was Devontae Adams.
Good team. Good team.
What about
good
you?
Team overall.
Who was your first pick?
McCaffrey. Cool. Christian McCaffrey.
Well, that's the best pick.
Yeah. And I mean, best GM gets the best pick.
Ratko, are you playing fantasy?
No, I'm managing the four little ones running around. That's as much as I can handle.
GM of the household.
Good stuff. Yeah. So, okay, we talked fantasy. What about golf? You mentioned golf. Newcomers, like who's just lights out golf overall game, and then who just shanks them and it just shouldn't be out there?
Well, apparently Dostal yesterday at the golf tournament had a set of lefties and righties in his cart.
Switch Smith game, man.
Because he didn't know what he was. That's the toughest thing.
Sounds
ever.
Like me.
But no, Killer's a good golfer. There's a lot of good golfers. Hockey guys are usually good. And anytime you can, like I said, like we had a day off. We had, I think, 8 or 12 guys out there. So it's good.
Cool.
Something to do. Get the boys together.
Cool. And now just in shout out, maybe low key, you know, gamer. Is that what I hear?
A little bit. I haven't turned my computer on in a few months, but once the new Call of Duty comes out, I'll probably have to get back on.
I heard Call of Duty, and actually, one of my best buddies, Matt Nieto, who's now with the Pittsburgh Penguins, he was ranked number like 8th in the world when he was playing with Colorado. Wow. He was ranked, I think, 8th in the world, 8th or 9th, and yeah, I guess he was trying to. McKinnon wanted him to, you know, show him the ropes, so he was giving him a lesson and stuff like that. It's a little fun fact.
Call of Duty.
Yeah. Jeez. I don't know what his ranking is.
We got
now,
some good players. Jonesy's probably our best player.
Okay.
But it's a team effort in Call of Duty. So.
And you bring it on the road?
Do
you
bring that? Sometimes. Like, depends on the
sensitive,
trip.
Sensitive subject this year, I think. Was already brought up, so.
Yeah, depends on the trip, I think. I never, ever brought it, like, ever until COVID, and then we couldn't really do anything. And then guys started bringing it, like, more than ever. So, I don't know.
I'm not going to name names.
Guys
but
are torn on that.
Some guys literally strap it to the back of the plane seat.
Yeah,
I'm not going to name names. Yeah. But anyway.
Yeah, guys are addicted. Guys are addicted a little bit.
There used to be a suitcase. That you can just open up on the plane. And yeah.
I'd rather play cards on the plane or something, but I mean, to each their own, I guess.
Cards. Who's good? Who cheats too? Are there any cheaters? No like, are there any like, are there any guys who you know?
not that we've caught yet.
You know, toss a couple
if
cards.
If
on...
there's one guy that would cheat, it'd be Frank for sure. So,
Why do you see that?
He just likes
because he's done it before.
Yeah. Hates losing.
Competitive.
The most. Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's good. We got one card table, one Catan table, board game table. So we got a couple open seats this year. So we got to fill those roster spots soon. Cool. So we'll see.
Can't wait for a trip.
Yeah, let's go.
Cool.
And so for, you know, Radko and Alex, like what, and let's dial in some nicknames here before we begin. What, Radko, nickname for the fans? You go by?
Goods or Butch. Goods,
okay. Or Butch?
Yeah.
Goods or Butch? Alex?
People just call me Killer.
Killer. And Turkish. For the new Ducks fans who like just maybe tune in for the first time, favorite team is now new. It's the Ducks. What do you go by?
Ryan? I've always been Stromer, but Crow's... Stromey,
okay. Yeah.
He tends to say it a lot.
And how's your feelings regarding Stromey?
I'm good. You know, if your name's getting out there, you're doing something. Whether good or bad, you're getting noticed. I don't care. Whatever the guys want to call me.
Goods. The difference between Florida so far and just being here off ice, on ice. Can you touch on that?
I haven't hit the season yet, so it's hard to say the big difference. But like just being able to be outside in the afternoon, like Killer said, like it's a big difference in this time of the year. We can just go out and do stuff and like playing tennis and playing or go to the beach. You know, in Florida, you wait until the evening or the day off or the weekend in the morning just to get there so you don't get the burn down and you can actually have some juices. So for me, the biggest thing to being able to be outside for most of the day and not have to going and hiding from the sun, you know, that was a big thing. So
been on some tough places, hey, Florida, now Cali. Yeah.
I don't know how you're gonna make it.
Yeah.
And Killer, what about you?
Kind of the same things as Goody was saying. The weather here is just great. Like if you were gonna do a beach day in Florida, it was a whole day thing, or it was a day off where it was like 30-40 minutes away and you kind of had to plan it, whereas here you just kind of take a 5-minute stroll down the street and you're there, and you could kind of, you know, not get too baked out in the sun or whatever. But yeah, I think difference is, you know, getting to the arena is a little bit more difficult out here just in terms of traffic and stuff like that. But yeah, the weather. And
you've only done it once.
Yeah, I've done it one time and I'm already complaining. but the golf's great. So not complaining about that.
So you're saying just Tampa or California, you're taking the golf courses here in California overall than Florida?
I don't know about that. I mean, the difficult part is there's a lot of like public courses out here, whereas in Tampa we had private course memberships, so it was kind of easier to finagle ways to get out and play. We're kind of still working on it here, but there are some great public tracks. Like I live right beside Pelican Hill, which is awesome. So you just kind of have to navigate through it, whereas in Florida you had your course that you would just go to whenever, you know.
Yeah, you were there for so long too, right? So you had all the connections.
Oh, yeah.
I just couldn't handle the stickiness. Just being outside in that way, like the humidity, I could never get used to.
Well, yeah, I mean.
And then you come here, it's just perfect, right?
It's perfect. Just... Yeah, even for my fiance, who's like born, raised Florida, when she got here, she was like, whoa, like the weather is so nice. So, yeah, it's great.
Yeah, I love the weather too. If I'm gonna make a comment, my power went out the other night for like 12 hours, and I'm like,
too much gaming?
Or? No, the transformer was like gonna blow in the backyard. Actually, was bad.
It was probably Goody's daughter when she came over.
It could have been Goody's daughter. I think she did a sumo slam off the power lines or something.
Yeah, they had the pair of pliers walking out. I don't know where they found them.
But no, because like in most climates, like if your power goes out, like it's either way too cold or way too hot. But it was like we literally just kept like a window open. It was like. Slept perfectly. It was beautiful. So it's we're definitely really lucky with that. And like being outside, just like I feel so healthy every day. Like having kids, like you're just outside. Like I feel like it helps you like recover and feel good. Like just like being in, you can wear a sweater, you can wear a t-shirt, whatever. My kids are naked in the backyard half the time in the pool or water doing whatever. So it's great.
And I think also like the bugs is something that people don't talk about. Like someone told me, I don't know, you could tell me this is true. Is there like a tax for like a mosquito tax that's put on in California? Or is that a lie?
I would have thought the same for Florida. I mean, does Florida not?
Terrible mosquitoes.
Yeah. But there's, well, you're saying there's very little here.
Very little here.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
When I walk down my street, people's doors are wide open. And
I don't. No, those people are just weird.
Or they have the door that's halfway. You know, it's like a half door and like they let the breeze come through their house. Yeah. Whereas in Florida, it's just there's so many bugs and it gets so hot you just eat outside. It's nice.
The Minnesota guys talk about being on the lake all day, but Minnesota in the summer when those bad mosquitoes bugs. Are just
really
different
bad,
ball
eh?
game.
Yeah. No, I leave my door open like all day for the breeze. It's awesome. Like our door splits in half and the top's open.
And you don't have any mosquito problems.
Nope. No. He lives in a really nice neighborhood, so just keeps his door wide open. Not what worried about anyone.
What do you think? I have a mosquito tax on my street?
Well, the mosquitoes actually like a certain type of blood. Like my wife is
sweet
O positive. Yeah, I don't know the blood. But
same with my fiance.
So I don't get touched, but my wife gets eaten alive. It's crazy.
Yeah,
I get eaten alive and back home bad.
Yeah,
but here nothing. One of the perks.
Yeah, and what's going on with your brother these days? Like, you know, or your brothers? But
Well, they're in. I think their team's actually on some like random like golf trip right now for the Caps.
That would have been nice.
Pretty ideal. Pretty wild time to go on a golf trip though. So he's good. He's just you know grinding through training camp. Yeah. He just had a second kid, so he's kind of. I think his getaway for this golf trip is a little more. Just like stress relief from the house a little bit. But
so Crow's not throwing a golf trip for the boys.
No, I did. We were lucky enough to, me and Goody were kind of, we had the golf tournament yesterday. So we were just driving around the cart. So we got to see Crow hit a couple shots. So
how was good. It?
Yeah, actually, be careful. What you say? What?
No,
fantastic form.
I wouldn't say fantastic, but it was better than I expected for sure. Yeah. He was pretty impressive and he was funny with his teammates, so it was a pretty good day.
Probably scared of him.
Oh yeah, they're petrified.
Nice. And what was your group? I mean, business people. Like, we didn't
play. So he played.
We won. My group won. Yeah.
What'd you win?
I don't know. I left. I didn't stay for the ceremony. Apparently, there's an orange jacket though. Apparently,
I did see that.
Yeah. Z had that on today. No.
Are they gonna get it to you? You think? Or
they said they would. I don't know.
Would we'll you see. Rock it?
Yeah, for a picture or something, I guess. I mean, I'm not going to wear it to a game or anything, but
how Stromer style? I mean, you guys are new, but from what you've seen,
I haven't seen it.
I'm right in the middle. Nothing to worry about. No comments. Well,
so you play?
He wasn't asking.
Not too
I don't
long.
Think he was asking you, but no. I listen. We just got here. Yeah, I don't know. It seems pretty good to me.
You were tripping my golf clothes though. I think.
No, I wasn't.
My shoes, maybe.
No.
Or was that Frank? Or
it's probably Frank.
Yeah.
I don't feel like I know guys well enough to really. Start chirping.
Who likes to spend it? Like, you know, we're talking about style. Like, who likes to just absolutely, you know, they're going to be in the Louis store or, you know, when you get into Chicago, who's going to be at Barney's right across the street?
Labushkin.
Yeah, Labushkin. I was going to say Bush for sure. Guys decked out.
Safe. Russian guys for sure. I mean, yeah, he's always decked out top to bottom. He's got the nice Rolex. He's got
a nice range too.
The nice range. He's got, yeah. You know, he likes the finer things in life and I can appreciate that out of Bush.
I can see him there too, though.
Me?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a little bit more subtle. Yeah, a little bit more subtle, but I don't mind spending. Yeah.
Okay, we talked about spending it. Who's on the cheaper side? I mean, not these guys just got in here. Stromer, like, you know, who's a guy who's not going to pay for dinner? Like, who's on the cheaper side?
I don't know. We got a couple of guys with new contracts, so we'll see. Maybe first couple of nights on the road, you know, how the dinners go. A couple of guys making some nice coin now, so. No, we actually don't really have, I wouldn't say anyone that's really cheap.
Everyone's honest.
Everyone's pretty,
pitches in.
Everyone so far has been pretty good. I mean, I think we're all lucky to have wives that do a lot of the spending for us. And the guys it's usually the guys just trying to pull the reins back on everyone. But no, I can't say anyone's too cheap. I would say if anyone... I would say like low key our coaches, like they hawk the food at the rink. Like I've never seen like they're taking like containers and stuff. It's like... Boys, like there's
Sounds
a grocery
like
store, like they love it. But no one. I don't know. I don't really consider anyone being cheap necessarily.
Yeah, it's different in the camp. Guys are at the hotel; they stack up. Yeah, you can't really tell during the camp, but once the season hits, then you can.
Once you go to your first dinner and play credit card roulette, and you see the guy starting to sweat, that's when you kind of figure it out. But yeah, we haven't gotten there yet. So
we got a team rule now: anyone over a 3-year deal has to buy a team dinner starting this year. So we got a couple of guys around for dinners.
Love it. What about juniors? Like, you know, I played in Medicine Hat, Radco. You played it one season in Everett. I mentioned, I think, what was it, first episode, one of the earlier episodes that we were all shaking in our boots, you know, knowing that we were going to face you. Like, honestly, like we knew, we saw just like on the roster, we're reading through the pregame book, you're listed at the height and weight that you are. You know, what was your overall experience just in Everett? Because I got to say, by playing you, I said it here on the show, or at least my show. We were just terrified of playing you, and good things to come for this Ducks team because you're already showing it. Like what from Everett juniors, What do you like most about juniors? And yeah, just touch on that.
No, oh, I had a great time in junior. I can't believe you guys felt this way. But no, it was different for me because I played 2-3 years already with like pros and adults. Like my teammates were 15-16 years older than me as I was starting to play. So I was ready for the big bodies, you know, the 230 pound guys, you know, and then going back to play against 16-17-year-old guys, it was a little, I would say, unfair for most of them because I just didn't know how to hold myself back. I had to go 110% in every check, and then some guys took, yeah.
But you already had the beard, though, right? You have the same exact beard now that you did when I was 18 years old, and we were just terrified.
Yeah, they made me shave it. I had to shave 3 times a week. The coach was like, nope, buzz cut, and no beard. I'm like, what do you mean, no beard? I have so many scars. I have to shave every two days. Yeah, you shave every 2 days. So I come to the ring with like little cuts from the shaving from my own, and I'm like, I can't shave every week. I'm gonna trim it every week, and then I had like little 5 o'clock shadow every day. But it was good. It was a great year. Everett's like great town for me. I had Craig Hartsburg as the coach, Jay Vardy. So those guys were really
big name.
Really good guys for me to introduce me to North America. And then 2 years in Norfolk under Coop was great for me too. Living on the beach, living everything from, or living farther from the other divisions. So we have to have long road trips, but quick 3-and-3s. And you come back, you have your 2 days off. So it was first 2-3 years in North America I was enjoying, except for making the NHL money. I think I was making like everything out of the possible life I can. So my wife was still studying in Czech, so I was living with the guys and everything. It was a different era for Goots, for sure.
Oh, us in the hat, we would take those $108 checks every 2 weeks, just take it to the Nino, just done. No gas for the week. Oh, it was tough. What did you think of the hat? Did you go to the hat, or did we only
We went over, yeah. It was, you guys have the bench on each side, right? That's the strangest,
the old arena. Yeah.
Strangest thing. I couldn't change for longest time. I didn't know where to go. It was tough, but it was just one game, so I can't really say I have many more memories about it. I just know this. I can't call it what I wanted to call it.
And
this place.
And
it's a dump.
Hey now.
Proper way.
And Killer, for you, have had a stellar career so far. For those of you or, you know, listeners out there that don't really know your pre-NHL, you know, career, how you were brought up, like, can you touch on that, where you played?
Yeah, I went to Harvard for 4 years, which is kind of...
Is that good?
Yeah, is that good? Yeah, so I actually got my degree, but typically not a lot of guys that go to college that end up playing in the NHL spend all 4 years. We actually have a guy on the Ducks that did that this year, so ended up leaving Harvard, joining the Norfolk Admirals with Radko. And, you know, we jumped on a team, I think they had won 19 straight or 18 when I jumped on the team. We ended up winning 28 in a row. So I was like, pro hockey's pretty easy, you know, just show up and winning all these games. But we ended up winning the Calder Cup that year. Syracuse, I was still with Goody. We kind of got called up together to Tampa. We were roommates in Tampa.
Had a stacked team on that. Did you not have Panic? Was Panic on?
Panic, yeah. Palat, Johnson, Conacher.
Crazy.
Am I missing any names?
I mean, you said it. I mean, you guys crushed that. See, it wasn't even close, right? Like,
no, we swept the last two rounds of the finals.
We had Dallas against us in the
finals. Oh, yeah, Dallas Eakins.
He was not happy with us.
Yeah.
And what did you guys do? What was your just celebration? I mean, you know, Virginia Beach, and I mean, speak on that.
Yeah, so I kind of just jumped in on the team. I was still in the hotel. You were living at Virginia Beach, right? So he kind of was showing us around. What was that one place with the orange crushes? That was a good spot.
Yeah, it's right on the first street.
Yeah, I forget. We had a good time.
Dolphin
Listen,
Run.
It's crazy.
We, the parade and everything was pretty special. Like, the fans there really embraced it. We actually went back there for like a reunion 10 years after. And it was a blast. So really good memories. It kind of sucked that we won the Calder Cup and then we switched affiliations to Syracuse. Because, you know, you win the cup or the Calder Cup in that building, you want to kind of go back there and defend it. And we had to go play in Syracuse. So, but those were good memories as well, playing on like so close to campus. And, we started together in the NHL and roommates, me, him, and Pierre-Cédric Labrie. That was wild.
And he's like a celebrity there, right? Doesn't everyone just love Labrie? Yeah. I mean, it just... when I my time in Norfolk, I mean, every we were there. It's the whole, you know, Anaheim Ducks, the young pro, and they kept talking about LaBrie.
Yeah, he's kind of one of those guys that he meets a lot of people, and once you meet him, you never forget him because. Wow. Partially because of the way he looks, and he's so big, and
the way he speaks.
So he got to know a lot of, like, you know, the industry people, I guess, wherever he goes, and fans loved him. Obviously because of the way he played. Yeah. I mean, he was so tough, and it was a fun roommate to have for me. I think 1 year, or like the half year, was enough, and it was good to get my own place. But you know, we had such a good time together, me and him in labs.
And backtracking a little bit back to Harvard, like social network, wasn't the social network based on Harvard? Like how much was that realistic just being in that vibe did it match kind of what you went through?
It was pretty realistic. I think some of it was exaggerated a little bit, just, you know, it's Hollywood and they're trying to make movies, you know, more exciting. I think, you know, when they're busing like all the people to the parties and stuff, I don't know how realistic that was, but yeah, there's those final clubs that I was a member of one of them. Cause there was, you know, that's how you went out. You went to one of those clubs. So, it was a lot of fun, 4 years there. So
cool. And then, Stromer, what about you? Just juniors, favorite juniors.
That's it.
From Harvard to,
Niagara Falls. Yeah.
Favorite junior memory. Like,
I don't know. I mean, I would do anything to go back and do it again.
Like, wasn't the most fun time ever? Yeah, like, just,
the problem is like I see these young guys, and like I was the same way. Like all I wanted to do was play in the NHL. It's like my only, and like some days you like lose sight of like how much fun you're having being 17, 18 years old, living away from your parents in a billet house, just like going to high school, just whatever. And you're so ready for the next step that sometimes you kind of wish you could just go back and slow down and just remember those good times. Like even, you know, the first time you go to a bar and all that stuff, it's just like your eyes are wide open. You know what I mean? You got no parents to hold you back and you're kind of just on your own running around. So it was pretty fun. A lot of good memories. And, you know, I guess for me, my best memory is my best buddy is like my best friend today is from junior. So if I never played there, I never would have met him. And we're, you know, best buddies today. So
cool.
That's what it's all about.
You know, as we wrap it up here, I mean, I'll toss it up to you. I mean, you guys want to chirp each other? I mean, is there anything on your mind that you want to vent out? Like Stromer, did Killer Deuce? I mean, you know, anything? Like is something bothering you with two of these guys in the room here?
No, I'm happy we got these guys. I think they're both really good professionals and good teammates. And I think anytime you add, I'm not just saying this because they're here, you add guys that have had some pedigree in their career and have had success and have been around and have, you know, gone through the grind. I mean, if you play 600, 700, 800 games in NHL, you know how like there's highs and lows, and guys that, you know, make it out the other side are, you know, guys that you can really learn from. So I think adding any time you add guys like this to your locker room, it's very important. And I think that effect has been immediate. And I've played Killer in a lot of playoffs, and, you know, I played in the East for a while, so I'm kind of sick of doing that. So it's nice to nice to have him on our side, and looking forward to playing together our first game, whenever that may be, with the finger. And and with Goody, I think, I think anytime you have guys in your team that the other team knows when you're out there, that's what you want. I think you want guys that, Crow kind of makes a joke that what is the other team saying about you after the game as a player? And with Goody, it's always, you know, you got to be ready to battle, and he's going to come get you, and he's going to hit you, and he plays strong and he plays tough and he sticks up for his teammates. And that's what sports is all about. And anytime you have a guy like that on your team, it brings everyone's level up a little bit and everyone's chest is a little bit bigger, and it drags guys in the battle with you, and that's what it's all about.
Well said.
Sorry, so it was supposed to be a chirp, and I
absolutely
the nicest thing I've ever heard. Well, he had his stage. He said what he needs. I mean, you can one up him. Is there anything bothering you, Killer, with Stromer?
I don't know if I could chirp him after he said that.
That fluffed you.
Fluffed me up. No, it's been great. Stromer's been great. For, you know, new guys coming in, I think he's definitely one of the guys that's very vocal and helps set things up. So, I'm not going to chirp him right now. I mean, maybe if we come in a couple of weeks.
You want me to get you going then?
You get me going.
I'm getting goosebumps in here. It's a lot of positive energy. And
this is the new Anaheim Ducks, buddy.
Yeah, it's all love.
You're 1-0.
I'm 1-0 on the course.
Oh, yeah. Uh-oh. He did. No. Uh-oh. Well, technically,
we weren't in the same group that day.
Okay. So we're one. I think we're 1-1, but.
With an asterisk
because we weren't in the same group. But no, I actually like Stromer's golf game, so I can't even chirp it. But I will say, okay, so then if we want to start chirping, he's from guys on the team, he's known as like a sandbagger.
And for those of listeners out there that maybe haven't heard that term, define a sandbagger?
So typically a lot of hockey players, when they talk about their handicaps, they say it's lower than it really is to kind of impress you. Yeah. But Stromer goes the other way and says it's a lot higher. Typically when you're playing in like money games, he kind of takes advantage of guys. So that's a sandbagger. I don't know that he is that because I've only played with him once and I really liked his game. But that's just what guys on the team have been saying. I would never say that. I'd have to play with him more.
You never say that. You just say it on road.
You haven't been saying is this true?
No. I put all my scores in honestly. It's just for some reason when I play against the boys, I just have my best rounds. So it's just the competitive juices. I know that the next day in the locker room is just going to be banter and like you just grind just a little bit more because you just don't want to. You got to have, some material for guys.
Nice. And Goods, have these two been bothering you with anything? Anything they can clean up on their end? Or no. are you happy with these two?
I'm the worst chirper, so I can't even start this. So don't ask me to chirp at somebody. I'm just more of a physical confrontation than
you like to settle. Wise, yeah, in the back alley, you like to settle it, hey? Yeah.
Everybody's got their own thing,
Yeah. Well, maybe Stromer, I'll end on you. Like, what are you looking forward to most about this upcoming season?
I just think like the competitiveness. Are we going to go 82-0? No, obviously not. But I think, the way we lost games last year was like the thing that I think frustrated a lot of the guys. And I think this year with some of our additions and our new coach, it's going to be a lot different feel. It's going to be a lot more competitive and a lot of accountability. And I think, as players, that's what we want and that's the environment we want to create. So with that, there's just so much optimism and that's what I'm looking forward to is to come every day and work to get better. Some days it sucks when you're getting yelled at or you get reamed out a little bit, but at the end of the day we want to be the best versions of ourselves we can be, and I think the new environment at the rink is pushing us to be that, and that's what I'm looking forward to the most.
Well, for Stromer, Killer, and Goods, I'm Emerson Edom. Thanks for tuning in to the Players Lounge, and we'll see you next time.
This is an Anaheim Ducks original production on DuckStream.